Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. We're going to go live on Facebook right now, and we're going to ask you to call in, yes or no. This is it. Our final debate on this subject. Mountain lions in Connecticut.
Right.
1-877-764-2535. Trapper Don, yes or no?
No, sir.
Not one.
Just the one in Milford that we had in 2011. That was hit right here in Milford.
Well, it's Milford. Cut crossing any road over here. It was actually on the sidewalk, and some 91-year-old driver hit it.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a piece of garbage.
Pam, didn't we get an email recently?
We did, yes. So we got an email recently from a guy named Paul, and he sent a picture of a bobcat, and he was like, tell that imbecile that...
Meaning Don.
Right. Because last time he was in, tell that imbecile that we do have bobcats in Connecticut. And I was like, oh no, those weren't mountain lions we were talking about last time, because he sent a picture of a bobcat.
Right. So didn't pay attention, obviously.
So I'm the imbecile.
Yeah.
I say there's got to be mountain lions in here. I mean, there's so much mountainous range and whatnot. How can you say there is no mountain lions in here? There's mountainous range in here. So how can there not be a mountain lion in here? You know, like they brought a whole bunch of them. They brought in a whole bunch of time for to bring the deer population down, something like that.
All right, so someone called and said the state of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You were here for that.
For the DEP, I heard it all.
The DEP brought in a ton of mountain lions to clear out the deer population.
Now that's false. I know the biologists. I know a lot of state officials.
Yeah, but Don, with all due respect, they're not going to tell you
unless they're on the take.
They're not going to tell me no, because they didn't do it.
Let's just say that happened.
If they did,
they're not going to tell you.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying, but they didn't do it.
But the proof wouldn't be they told me they didn't do it.
Okay. That's not enough proof. Right. I understand. But
like OJ said, he didn't do it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. No, so I know. I hear where you're going.
Yeah.
But you got to understand the size of these cats. They're not bobcats. They're not house cats. Some of these cats are big. They can kill people. They have killed people out west. So can you see the state bringing in these cats to control the deer population?
Actually, this state, I can see that.
When Malloy was in office, yes.
They do a lot of dumb things in this state.
And somebody getting attacked or mauled by one, and it linked back to the state that they reintroduced them.
Yeah, but that one that was killed on the Merritt over here, the claim was from North Dakota or something like that. How do you tell from North Dakota? You cut it open as a license plate and they're in jaws?
DNA.
This was no boning accident.
They have an ID.
Right.
No, they had
Richard
DNA.
Dreyfuss is going through the stomach.
Exactly. They come across the car with some guy hanging out of it and they got a tooth from the mountain lion, but we dropped it.
Are you on Facebook Live, Pam?
Yeah. So Jake says mountain lion in Devil's Hop Yard in East Haddam on camera taking down a deer. So I guess he saw it. I'm not quite sure.
So you've seen a lot of this. A lot of people have them on camera.
Yeah. And I'm not saying from Connecticut, but when Phil and I in this station, you offered the $500 reward. All those pictures came in that were emailed to Phil.
Who offered the reward?
You did.
I did?
Yeah, you don't remember?
Jesus.
Yeah, the $500 reward.
I don't have it now. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, just legit stuff, okay, from now on. Yeah,
fine, right. I'll pay it.
All right, $500 reward for photographic evidence of a mountain lion in Connecticut.
Proof.
I'll be right back.
Of Connecticut.
Proof.
Okay.
All those pictures, Phil, you remember this, don't you? All those emails you got?
So the mountain lion would need to be standing there, a Welcome to Connecticut sign.
It better be proof, somehow, some way.
Right. The Gillette Castle, look.
All the pictures Phil sent in, a friend of mine and me, we debunked them within 5 minutes of every picture that came in.
Really?
How do you debunk it?
All you got to do is Google search it, reverse search.
Well, I remember seeing some of them. They were clearly bobcats.
They're all bobcats. Bobcats we have. I've caught
two. No, there were some mountain lions, but you said, this was taken in another state.
Yeah, they were all taken in a state. One was... Actually, two had come in. I think it was from New Mexico.
All right, so they weren't good.
Yeah, they were no good.
All right, gotcha. Let's go to some calls here. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, this is Dean from Terryville. There's no question in my mind we have bobcats in the state.
No, bobcats, yes.
Bobcats we have.
That we have. Mountain lions.
It's mountain lions we're looking for. Proof.
Sorry.
No, that's
I misunderstood you guys there.
Right.
Yep.
It's a couple of cougars and bars, about it, but yeah.
Anything on Facebook?
Pat? Yeah, a ton. I mean, a million are coming in. So Nikki says, twice I've seen a mountain lion roadkill on 15. Took me off guard because of the long, thick tail. That's a tail thing.
Tail.
Definitely tail. A mountain tail. Lion. No
Hold
question.
Hold on. Get Don's face. You got to do that face again. Hold on. Look right into the camera.
She said long and thick, so. Mm.
No, he rolled his eyes like his wife was behind him.
Yeah.
That's different from a bobcat tail.
Everybody says they know it's a mountain lion, or was supposedly, because it has a long tail. So what I'm saying is, anybody that describes it and says, I know it was a mountain lion because it had a long, thick tail.
Right.
Now, mm-mm.
What? No, you don't believe that?
I don't believe it, only because everybody's using that as a description. Well, I know it was a mountain lion because I saw the long, thick
but
tail.
But wouldn't that be the only way we could differentiate a bobcat?
Who doesn't have a cell phone with them to take a picture? Usually nobody. Take
well,
a picture.
Well, usually it's busy crapping
your
pants.
Well, she was on the parkway, so.
I don't want to reach in my back pocket right now.
Yeah. It's really warm all of a sudden. Why is that?
Yeah. I mean, if it was there, why didn't somebody call the officials and then, you know, like the one that walked from South or North Dakota?
Because the officials are covering it up. That's why.
No, that's not true. The state would love to have mountain lions here because then they get to study them. They would love to study the mountain lions. Mm. I mean, they study the bears. We're doing a bobcat study
now. Yeah, but it's like NASA would love to find a UFO.
Mm.
But the U.S. government's not going to let that happen.
Yeah, I'd love to win lottery, but look what happens.
I don't believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, you know? So.
All right. Yeah, it was him and a bobcat.
No, a mountain lion. Mountain lion. It was a mountain lion.
Oh, that's right. Long, thick tail.
Mm-hmm. Long, thick gun.
Chaz and AJ. Hello. Let's go over here. Chaz and AJ.
Me and Donnie are really good friends. Me and Donnie got people all over Connecticut, hunters, trappers, anything. One of us would have seen a mountain lion by now. But he keeps calling about bobcats. Common sense, a bobcat is the size of a small pit bull. A mountain lion is the size of a shepherd.
Yeah, bigger.
Bigger than that.
Could be bigger.
Yeah.
It's common sense. All right, bro.
Common Mike sense. Then he hung up on it.
Oh, he's mad.
Well, the mountain lion, oh, my God, that's almost like a programming meeting. Garth and Branford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Saw a mountain lion right next to Black Rock crossing in front of me on Route 6. Tail longer than the body, stood a little taller than my knee. I pulled over next to the road and I watched it walk saunter into the woods nice and easy. Watched it for about 30, 40 seconds. So if it wasn't a mountain lion, I'd like to know what it was.
Don?
Could have been a blonde coyote with mange.
No way.
Blonde coyotes?
Blonde? They have
blonde
more fun.
Coyote. We have them.
That was blonde a Barbie coyote.
A lot of mange going around, which the fur falls off, and the tail is actually bare, like a possum's tail. And it would look sort of longer and, you know, no fluffiness to it.
Right.
No way. Totally a cat.
You know, right. I just...
We got to get some pictures. $500 reward.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
for
you know,
picture
who has...
of a mountain lion. Proof of a mountain lion in Connecticut, not the one that was dead on the highway.
No.
And not the one from New Mexico, not the one from Colorado.
It's no importance.
Legit.
Right.
You know, again...
Wish I had the photo, but all I have is my word.
Now, why didn't you take a picture? Did you have your phone on you?
I did. I was, you know, by the time I got it, pointed up at the woods, it was too far away to really see it good.
Yeah, you got to yell cheese so they stop.
I've had a coyote come through the backyard of the project house.
Yeah.
And you got to be really quick to catch them.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the roadrunners running by.
And I don't mean to catch them. I mean
slowly.
Just get a picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you say that. And like I was saying to AJ, you know, from August on, all the deer hunters put out their trail cams in Connecticut, and there's not been one snapped picture of a mountain lion on a trail cam.
Well, they're camera shy.
Well,
that's what I was thinking. They know how to avoid
mountain
cameras.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
I
no,
have
no.
a picture.
Let's see.
Okay. It was just sent to me by Tim, and he wrote, my dad got this on a security camera, and Milford PD and DEEP confirmed it was a mountain lion.
Is this the one on the front porch or in the driveway?
No, this one looks like, I can't see where it is, but you can just see that there's like a tree and then you can see the tail. And you can you can see the body. You can't see the head. You can see the body. You can see the long tail.
So we got a t-shirt saying, I'm a mountain lion.
Could be that.
How do we confirm that picture was taken in Connecticut?
Maybe he can send it to us I don't know.
And how did he get confirmation from the police department and the DEEP?
I'll tell him to call in.
Yeah, we'd love to find that out.
Seriously.
Wow, wouldn't that suck if you came in to promote the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital fundraiser? and you had to pay $500.
Yeah, I'll take it out of the funds.
He's just kidding.
Poor kids.
He's just kidding.
Meriden Rod and Gun Club, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital fundraiser, Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I went a few years back. Amazing.
You were raving about it.
The food
doesn't
stop.
Really?
And then you use the range.
Right.
You could fish. You could do everything there for free.
Work the food off.
And they're looking for a $10 donation.
Nice.
And every penny goes to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And I got to tell you, every member of that Meriden Rod and Gun Club, just great people.
Awesome.
They volunteer. They put a lot of effort into it. It's really a great day for
Very
the family.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it's a great day.
We'll link up on ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Leslie in Litchfield.
Leslie. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on.
Morning.
Yes, I saw a mountain lion about 2 or 3 years ago in Litchfield by a farm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we're listening.
Excuse me?
Keep going.
I was coming down a hill by a farm, and on the left-hand side was like watershed, and on the right-hand was all open. And I was coming down a hill. It came out from the left and walked across the road, and I slowed down because I thought, well, what is that? It made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It was huge.
You have hair on the back of your neck?
I was thinking that.
Wow.
No, go ahead.
But it walked just like a cat.
So it sauntered.
Yes. And then when I got home, I was told, well, we got a lot of bobcats around here. And I said, I don't think so. So I Googled images. And bobcat, it was not it. I Googled mountain lion, and that is what I saw.
Wow.
I wish we had proof, but I believe you.
Yeah, that's. I'm not calling nobody. You know, I'm not calling nobody saying they're lying.
Right.
You know,
Where
is the proof? That's what we need here. Is 100% proof, and then that it's in Connecticut, not from another state.
So, if so many people say they saw it, that's not.
No. Nope.
That doesn't even get you to think. Well, maybe
there's a possibility. Perhaps some remote corner of Connecticut.
Why is it? Since 2011, you haven't had another one hit on the road. They don't know how to look both ways.
They're safe.
Yeah. They saw their buddy in the newspaper.
It's dying words where stay away from the roads.
You know, everybody mentioned bobcats. I think last year alone, there was 53, 54 bobcat road kills, just bobcats.
Mm.
So if there's these many mountain lions in Connecticut, why don't we have one or two a year?
Right.
Why is there no 100% proof of deer hunters sitting in trees all day long with their cell phones videotaping one?
Right.
You know, with proof.
And the trail cams.
And these are the trail cams. And these are the people out in the woods where these things live. You know, they're not, you know, I live in Meriden.
Well, maybe there's not a million of them. And maybe they're just cutting through the state going somewhere else.
Maybe during a breeding season, you might get one. There's not a breeding population in Connecticut.
I know, I'll try to get laid.
Yeah, exactly. There's not a breeding population.
Yeah.
You know, this one.
You're looking to get laid. Don't come to Connecticut.
No.
South Dakota. Okay. That's a long walk. But no, they're not here.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
You got them to say maybe.
Not really.
Maybe.
They are wanderers. Maybe. The males will walk, but no, not here.
All right. We got to have you back before this thing on March 23rd. Meriden Rod and Gun Club, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital fundraiser. And then, oh my God, that game dinner.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Boy, you eat, and boy, these guys know how to cook.
Right.
Guys and girls. We'll link up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.